you asked somebody if he'd done something wrong. He said, no, I...
What?
What does that mean?
You ask somebody if he'd done something wrong, he said, he'll say, no, I... What?
I didn't.
Okay. Somebody borrows maybe a rake from you, something like that, loses it, whatever, breaks it, you might come to apologize, and you say, well, that's okay, I didn't like it.
Oh,
okay. You find out, say the grocer's been giving out some free something extra, you know, and you say, well, that's funny, he didn't give me
a sample.
Okay. And you might say, about some neighbor's child, well, that boy's spoiled, and when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. Want to let him know you're pretty sure he will.
That'd pay for it.
Well, what I was thinking of there is something like apt is not, or like is not, or something like that.
Right.
What would you say then?
Most likely.
Okay. And the trenches that are cut by a plow, or?
First.
Okay. You might say, well, we raised a big what of cotton this year.
Crop.
Okay. And to get land ready for planting, it's got shrubs and trees on it. Well, first we what the land?
Shrub it.
Huh, I hadn't heard that
one. You hadn't?
Uh-uh. Sure.
You shrubbed as much as I have.
I don't remember that one.
It used to be my main job.
Really?
Yeah. And I wasn't big enough to do nothing else, but a lot of shrubbing.
That sounds like a hard job to me.
It is. You hit a bush with an axe and it flop up and hit you across the ear.
I wouldn't like that.
A cold day like this, it's awful.
Oh, I guess so. Sure is. Of course, I'd rather be doing that, something that use up my energy than keep me warm, maybe, than just sitting around out there. Rather not be outside. Well, what about, what'd you do with trees?
Trees? Cut them.
You did? Did you do, what about a great big one? Would you have had equipment to stuff that?
Yes, have a saw and an axe.
So you clear the whole field? The reason I asked, I talked to an old lady over here, Mrs. I don't know if you know her. And she told me, she's almost 100 now. She told me when she was growing up, down where they were, they didn't have anything big enough to cut down a great big tree, and they just cut the roots. And of course, she said if that's what would happen eventually, unless it was a pine or something. Finally, it would rot enough so a storm would come along and knock it over on your corn crop and ruin a good part of it.
Yeah, couldn't afford to do much of that.
Yeah, I know. Well, I reckon they couldn't either. They couldn't help.